Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are very fortunate to have His Grace Adhikadadar Prabhuji on the call today to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.20.17 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Nanvat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining and giving your valuable association and time this morning, Prabhuji. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna. Lavanya Mataji, my humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you. We will be discussing two verses today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, entitled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena. We will be doing verse number 17 and 18. And let us start by chanting the Mangalacharan. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरात्मसे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेव परा वेदा वासुदेव परामख वासुदेव परा योगा वासुदेव परक्रिया वासुदेव परम ज्ञानम
वासुदेव परम तप वासुदेव परो धर्मो वासुदेव परागति कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये आराध्य भगवान व्रजे शतनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधू वर्गेणया कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमकुमारतो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरानापरा भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्षये क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः
हरे कृष्ण वर्स नंबर 17 मैत्रेय मुनि इज टेलिंग विदुर मैत्रेय उवाच स इत्थं लोक गुरुणा विश्वक्षेनेन विश्वजित अनुशासित आदेशं सिरसा जग्रहे हरे ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट by our beloved founder acharya of the international society for krishna consciousness his divine grace abhay charanaravinda bhakti vedanta swami shrila prabhupad translation the great saint maitreya continued my dear vidur in this way maharaj prithu the conqueror of the entire world accepted the instructions of the supreme personality of godhead on his head So my dear friends the prasanga that we are discussing the context is that prithu maharaj for the welfare of the world decided to perform 100 ashwamedha yajnas because he was the king of the earth planet and it was his duty to look after the welfare of all the citizens. So for their benefit, he was performing Ashwamedha Yajna so that everybody can be peaceful, happy, prosperous, and spiritually enlivened and spiritually blessed. But Indradev, the king of heaven, the king of the devatas, he became insecure. He felt envious of the growing power and opulence and prestige of Prithu Maharaj. And he tried to create many obstacles in the performance of the 100th yajna. Finally, Brahmaji intervened, and later on, Lord Vishnu himself appeared, and he also intervened. Because Indradev is also a devotee, and Prithu Maharaj is also a devotee. And when two Vaishnavas fight, when two devotees fight, it is not pleasing to the Acharya. Because Brahmaji is one of the four Acharyas of the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. It is not pleasing to the Acharyas when the devotees fight, and it is not pleasing to Krishna. So they both came, and through the pages of Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are teaching us how difference of opinion, how disputes, disagreements and fights and quarrels and envy among devotees should be sorted out. Somebody has to compromise. So Lord Vishnu tells Prithu Maharaj, forget your 100th sacrifice. Why are you so attached? You have already pleased me. I am totally pleased with you. Let Indra have the world record of having performed 100 yajnas. You be satisfied with 99, no problem. I am pleased with you. No need to perform the 100th yajna. Even Lord Brahmaji says the same thing, and Lord Vishnu also. And then Lord Vishnu blesses and instructs him not to perform the 100th yajna. And in this verse, we are seeing how Maitreya Muni is telling Vidur that after being instructed by Brahmaji and later by Lord Vishnu, Krishna himself, Ritu Maharaj accepted their order that be satisfied with 99 yajnas and don't pursue the 100th Ashwamedh yajna. So the translation again we are reading. The great saint Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidur, in this way Maharaj Prithu, the conqueror of the entire world, accepted the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on his head. Adesham Shirasa. Adesh means orders and Shirasa means on the head. He accepted the orders of Lord Vishnu upon his head, which means he obeyed. Now let's read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. One should accept the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by bowing down at the lotus feet of the Lord. This means that anything spoken by the Personality of Godhead should be taken as it is, with great care and attention and with great respect. It is not our business to amend the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or make additions or alterations, as it has become a custom for many so-called scholars and swamis who comment on the words of Bhagavad Gita. Here, the practical example of how to accept the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is shown by Prithu Maharaj. This is the way to receive knowledge through the Parampara system. So, my dear friends, this is very, very instructive for us that we must accept the instructions, the orders of Krishna upon our head, and we must bow down to the desires of Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants, that should be our desire. Ashlishya means to embrace. Ashlishyava padaratam pinashtu, or you may crush me under your feet. You may embrace me, you may crush me under your feet and destroy me. Ashlishya va means or. Ashlishya va padaratam pinashtu mam adarshanan marmahatam karotu va. Or you may make me broken hearted, you may break my heart by neglecting me, by not giving me your darshan, by keeping me away from you. Yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato. Whatever you do, Krishna, you are the supremely transcendental naughty Lord. You are Swarat, you are completely independent. Whatever you decide to do with me, mat prana nathastu sa eva napara. There is nobody more important to me than you, and you are always the Lord of my life. Always bowing down before the desire of the Lord. That is the attitude of a real devotee. Once a devotee, her son was very, very sick, and all the devotees were praying for the recovery of that son. He was only in his 20s. And somehow his condition got worse and worse and worse. He had met with an accident, and it was a roller coaster. Sometimes he would recover and everybody's hopes would go up that now he's going to recover. And then there would be a setback and his condition would deteriorate. And then there was less hope and everybody would intensify their prayers. Devotee child. Very, very heartbreaking, my dear friends. Very, very heartbreaking. May this never happen to anybody. But after so much ups and downs, and so much prayers, so much chanting, ultimately the condition got worse, and that boy, he left this world. He left his body. And after the grieving period, the mother of the child was so heartbroken She never stopped chanting. In fact, she intensified her chanting. And she said, it is so touching. She said that Yatha tatha vavidhatu lampato mat prananathastu sa eva napara. She said, whatever Krishna does, it is for our best interest. It is in our best interest. And ultimately, what to do? We have to bow down to the desires of Krishna. If Krishna wants to take my son, then that is best for my son. If Krishna wants to keep my son in this world for a few more years, then that is best for my son, because that is Krishna's desire. So she was saying, Mataji was saying about her son's passing away, that we can pray, we can do our best to be Krishna conscious and to make others Krishna conscious. But at the end of the day, she said, we have to kneel down in front of the desires of Krishna. We have to bow down to the desires of Krishna. Krishna, whatever you say, I will do. Because we are what? Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram. We are Kinkar. We are servant. Kinkar. Kim means what? Kar means what to do. A servant always asks, what are the instructions for me? How can I serve you, my Lord? How can I serve you, Krishna? Kinkar. So we don't demand from Krishna. We are simply servants of the servants of his servants. We can cry. We can pray. At the end of the day, we have to bow down in front of the desires of Krishna, the will of Krishna. My Lord, let your will be done. Not my will. Let your will be done. Whatever you want. Arjun also at the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Karishya Vachanam Tava. Whatever you say, Krishna, I will do that. Not what I want. Whatever you want. That is a devotee, my dear friends. Therefore, in life, sometimes we go through crisis. It may be a crisis like we are losing our job and we really pray, we tell devotees to pray, please, please pray, I should not lose my job, and we lose the job. Sometimes devotees are sick, our loved ones are sick, and we pray to devotees, please pray, please bless, please pray for my loved one. My loved one is very sick, has got a very serious disease. We cry, we pray, we try to be sincere, we intensify our bhajan. But my dear friends, at the end of the day, whatever Krishna wants, that will happen. We have to bow down in front of the desire of Krishna. If Krishna wants that person to recover, he or she will recover. But if Krishna has other plans, Krishna's will is supreme. Whatever Krishna does is best for us. Our vision is only for this lifetime. But Krishna has so many plans. Krishna may want to take the person back home, back to Godhead, or give the person a much better consciousness, much better life. So we don't know what Krishna's plan is. And therefore, we just bow down to the desires of Krishna. It is very heartbreaking, my dear friends. But what to do? We are kinkar. We are servants of the servant of the servants of Krishna. Naham vipro na cha narapatir, napi vaishyo na shudro, naham varani na cha grihapatir, no vanastho yatirva. Kintu prodyan nikhila parmananda purna amritabhir, gopi bhartur padakamalayor, dasa dasa anudasa. We are servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna. We are very insignificant, my dear friends. We are very, very insignificant. We take shelter of Krishna. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. And whatever Krishna does with us, we dance to his tunes. Prabhupada teaches us. He says, now that I have come to this Western world, you make me dance the way you want me to dance. Ani acho jadi Prabhu, amare nachate, nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao se mate. Kashtera puktali yatha,
नाचाओ से माते नाचाओ नाचाओ प्रभु नाचाओ से माते You can make me dance the way you want me to dance. I am yours. Tavasmi, yache puna puna. I am yours. You can do whatever you want with me. But one thing is certain. I never want to give up your service. I never want to give up your association. न नाकपृष्ठं न च पार्यमेष्टं न सार्वभौमं न रसाधिपत्यं न योगसिद्धिरपुनर्भवं वा समञ्जते स विरहे यकांक्षे ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् टु गो टु द हायर् प्लानेट्स् I don't want to go to the lower planets. I don't want to become a king. Na naka prishtam, na cha parameshtam. Parameshti is Brahmaji. I don't want Brahmalok, the higher planets. Na naka, I don't want the Nagaloks, the lower planets. Na sarvabhamam, I don't want to become a king in this world. Na rasadi patyam, I don't want to become the pati of the rasatal, sutala, rasatal, lower planets. Na yoga siddhir. I don't want the mystic perfections. I don't want to become powerful. Apunar bhavamva. Apunar means to come back in this material world. Punar means to come back. Apunar means not to come back. Means apunar bhavamva means to become liberated. No more birth and death. I don't even want liberation. Samanjasatve virahe yakanche. Oh, giver of all opportunities, my dear Krishna. I don't want any of these things, higher planets, lower planets, kingship in this planet, mystic perfections, liberation. I don't want any of this virahai, if it is going to take me away from you, if it is going to cause viraha, separation from you, I'm going to forget you, it is going to cause forgetfulness of you, nakanksha. That is not my akanksha. I don't desire any of these things. Dhritarashtra prayed like this. So Krishna may do whatever he wants with us. He can make us dance the way it pleases him. But we are not going to give up Krishna's service. We are not going to give up the service of Guru and Krishna. This is pure devotional service. This is the meaning of the 8th verse of Shikshashtakam. And this is the conclusion of this. This is the essence of this verse, my dear friends. That yes, we pray. We may pray for this, we may pray for that, we may pray for our financial situation, we may pray for health, our health, health of our loved ones. We must, that is our duty, that is our love for devotees, for our family members. At the end of the day, however, my dear friends, we must remember that what to do. We have to bow down before the desires of Krishna. Hare Krishna. We'll go to the next verse. Verse number 18. स्पृशन्तं पादयो प्रेम्णा व्रीडितं स्वेन कर्मणा शटक्रतुं परिष्वज्य विद्वेषं विससर्जः ट्रांसलेशन एज किंग इंद्र वाज स्टैंडिंग बाय ही बिकेम अशेम्ड of his own activities and fell down before King Prithu to touch his lotus feet. But Prithu Maharaj immediately embraced Indra in great ecstasy and gave up all envy against him for his having stolen the horse meant for the sacrifice. I'll read the first part of the translation again. As King Indra was standing by, he became ashamed of his own activities and fell down before King Prithu to touch his lotus feet. But Prithu Maharaj immediately embraced him in great ecstasy and gave up all envy against him for his having stolen the horse meant for the sacrifice. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are many cases in which a person becomes an offender to the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and later becomes repentant. Here also we find that although the king of heaven, Indra, was so powerful that he accompanied Lord Vishnu, he felt himself a great offender for stealing Prithu Maharaj's horse that was meant for sacrifice. An offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is never excused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many instances illustrating this fact. Ambarish Maharaj was offended by Durvas Muni, a great sage and mystic yogi. And Durvas also had to fall down at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Indra decided to fall down at the lotus feet of King Prithu. But the king was so magnanimous, a Vaishnava, that he did not want Maharaj Indra to fall down at his feet. Instead, King Prithu immediately picked him up and embraced him. And both of them forgot all the past incidents. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. But since both of them were Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. This is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. In the present days, however, because people are not Vaishnavas, they fight perpetually among one another and are vanquished without finishing the mission of human life. There is a great need to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement in the world so that even though people sometimes become angry and malicious toward one another, because of their being Krishna conscious, such rivalry, competition and envy can be adjusted without difficulty. My dear friends, whatever you are doing, please stop and give 100% attention. I'm going to read this purport again. I'm reading it for myself. Anybody who hears this purport of Srila Prabhupada will be greatly benefited in their Krishna consciousness. I'm going to read the last paragraph of this purport again. My dear friends, please pay 100% undivided attention. Srila Prabhupada says, Indra decided to fall down at the lotus feet of King Prithu, but the king was so magnanimous a Vaishnava that he did not want Maharaj Indra to fall down at his feet. Instead, King Prithu immediately picked him up and embraced him, and both of them forgot all the past incidents. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. But since both of them were Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. This is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. In the present days, however, because people are not Vaishnavas, they fight perpetually among one another and are vanquished without finishing the mission of human life. Hare Krishna. There is a great need to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement in the world so that even though people sometimes become angry and malicious toward one another, because of their being Krishna conscious, such rivalry, competition, and envy can be adjusted without difficulty. Hare Krishna. My dear friends, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I am not qualified
to speak on this verse. This, my dear friends, is so deep. If we can just follow this verse, this purport, this whole world will become Krishna conscious. This whole world will become Krishna conscious, and we will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. My dear friends, we are in a very, 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 very wonderful situation, all of us, because we are in ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We are in the Association of Devotees. And this means we have great opportunity for making spiritual advancement. Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam. We have the sakhyam, the friendship of uttama shloka jana, Krishna's own devotees. Krishna is uttama shloka, one who is glorified in very beautiful verses, very beautiful language, very beautiful poetry. That Krishna's jana, his devotees. We have association of devotees. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kohe, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi kohe. Our scriptures tell us that it is sadhu sanga, it is Vaishnava sanga, Vaishnava association, devotee association that can give us all perfections. Sarva siddhi hoy. And what is siddhi? Means perfection. And what is the supreme perfection? Sarva siddhi hoy. Siddhi means perfection. What is the supreme perfection, supreme siddhi? Sam siddhir hari toshanam. The supreme perfection is to bring a beautiful smile on the ever beautifully smiling face of Krishna. Susmita, Shri Mukhena. Krishna is always beautifully smiling, and to try to enhance that Krishna's smile, to bring a bigger smile, a brighter smile on our beloved Krishna's face, on our beloved Gaura Hari's face, is samsiddhi. Atha pumbir dhuja shreshtha varnashrama vibhagasha sanuchishtasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. Haritoshanam. Gaura haritoshanam. To bring a smile on the face, beautiful lotus smiling face of Gaura Hari or our beautiful Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, is the perfection of life. And how will Krishna be happy? If the Guru Maharaj is happy. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan gati kutopi, jayan suvam stasya yashastri sanyam, vande guru shri charana ravindam. If the Guru is happy, then Krishna is happy. If the Guru is not happy, then we are finished. No siddhi. No perfection, no gati. And how will Guru be happy? Guru Maharaj is telling in this purport. There is a great need for cooperation between devotees, Prabhupada is writing. We must get along. We must work together. We must have friendship with each other. We must embrace each other. Like Indradev and Prithu Maharaj embraced each other. We must not commit Vaishnava aparadha. We must not be envious towards devotees. We must not be malicious. We must not have unhealthy competition with each other. But we are so contaminated. We have so many conditionings. We have envy inside of us. We have lust inside. We have anger. We are short-tempered. We are egoistic. We are greedy. We are envious. What to do? We are proud.
So how to do it? It is so difficult. That is why, my dear friends, we need high class association. We must associate with devotees who are non-envious. We must serve devotees who are non-envious. We must serve the pure devotees. We must take their shelter. We must hear from them. We must serve them. There is no other way. Mahat Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, real Sadhu Sangha. There is no other way. Only in the association of sadhus do we realize our own weaknesses, our own anarthas. Because when we are with devotees who are simply bowing down to us, simply saying, Prabhu, you are so nice, very nice, very nice, simply encouraging us, that is also important to keep going. We need encouragement. But we also need to associate with high-class devotees who can, in a very confidential, loving way, point out our mistakes so that we can make advancement. Otherwise, how are we going to make advancement, my dear friends? Tell me, if everybody is going to tell you, very nice, Prabhuji, very nice, Mataji, you have come for the program, very nice, you are so sincere, amazing, Mataji, amazing, Prabhuji, Hari Bol. If this is all we get, are we going to make much spiritual advancement? Guru means one who cuts. We need Shiksha Gurus in our life. We need our Diksha Guru to chastise us, to correct us, and to help us advance in the right direction. This is very important. But this purport is so powerful. Prabhupada is saying that if we are envious, if we don't cooperate, then we will be destroyed before we can finish the real mission of human life. And what is the Purushartha, the supreme Purushartha? It is not Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. There is something called as Pancham Purushartha, the fifth Purushartha, which is the Purushartha Shiromani. It is a crest jewel, the topmost aim of human life. And that is to develop Krishna Prem. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these 10 offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success. Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem is the aim of life. But Krishna Prem is not a commodity which we can buy. Hare Krishna. Krishna doesn't care about your 64 rounds. Krishna doesn't care about your 16 rounds. You cannot purchase Krishna with your Sankhya. You cannot purchase Krishna by Nirjal fasting. You cannot purchase Krishna by how many times you have visited Vrindavan. You cannot purchase Krishna by living in Vrindavan. You cannot purchase Krishna by how many lectures you have given, how many books you have written, how many people are attending your Bhakti Vriksha. You cannot purchase Krishna by these numbers. How many rounds you are chanting, how much kirtan you have done. Krishna doesn't care about these things. I repeat, you cannot purchase Krishna by the number of rounds you are chanting. You cannot say, Krishna, I have chanted 16 rounds. You have to take me back home, back to Godhead. No, that is not how we get a right to go back home, back to Godhead. How do we get a right to go back home, back to Godhead? That our Sampradaya Acharya, Lord Brahma, explains in the 10th canto. Tatte nukampam susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridavakvapurdhir vidadham namaste jivetyo mukti padesa dayabhak. Dayabhak means it becomes your right. It becomes your rightful inheritance. When? Only when we are eagerly, humbly, gratefully, considering oneself unqualified, eagerly waiting, earnestly waiting for Krishna's mercy. kaptenu kampam susamikshamanu. And we tolerate the sufferings that come our way. Bhunjana, evatma kritam vipakam, knowing that all the vipakam, all the problems that are coming, they are atmakrit. We have created them. And ridavak vapur bhir vidadhan namaste. And we surrender to Krishna. We glorify Krishna. We worship Krishna with rida, with our heart, vak, our words, vapu, and our body. If we do this with humility, we live in this attitude, eagerly waiting for Krishna's mercy, not blaming others, knowing whatever bad is happening to me, it is my own sins that has created this karma for myself. And while enduring, waiting for Krishna's mercy, we are constantly taking shelter of Krishna with humility, with our heart. Those 16 rounds have to come from the heart. Ridavak vapur bhir. Then, mukti pade daya bhak. Then we are eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. It becomes our right. Therefore, Vritrasura also prays, Aham hare tava padai kamula dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya mana smare tasupater gunamste grini tavak karma karo tu kaya. With my body, karma karo tu kaya. With my body, I want to do your work, Krishna. Like Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, mat karma krin mat paramo. Doing Krishna's work with the body, grini tabak, with words, I want to describe your guna, and manas mare tasu pater guna. I want to, with my mind, remember you always. While being in the attitude of dasa nu daso bhavitas bhuya, being in the association of the servants, being in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. Dhritarasura is teaching us with great personal realization. Because Dhritarasura became Dhritarasura because of Vaishnava Prat. Because he offended Lord Shiva as Chitraketu Maharaj. Actually, he didn't offend. Shivaji also was not offended. But Mother Parvati became offended by the way he spoke to her husband. And that was it. That caused his fall down. From being a self-realized, liberated Chitraketu Maharaj, who had darshan of Lord Shankarshan, to being a demon who was the enemy of the devotees, enemy of the devatas, and a friend of the asuras, friend of the daityas, friend of those people who were envious of Krishna. Can you imagine that situation, my dear friend? Just put yourself in Vritrasura's position. Vritrasura is self-realized. He's a Mahabhagavat, he's a pure devotee, he's speaking these beautiful four prayers which are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Radha Govind Maharaj says that these four verses, the prayers of Dhritarasura, they are the summary, sum and substance of the entire sixth canto. They are the essence of the sixth canto, these four verses. This Dhritarasura is now in such a condemned position that the devotees don't want to associate with him. As soon as they see him, they get scared and they run away. And the demons love him. They want to make friendship with him. And they want to use him to achieve their own selfish purpose of destroying the demigods. Therefore, it is not a pure friendship. It's a motivated friendship. It's a selfish friendship. They want to use their friendship with Dhritarasura to destroy the devotees, to destroy the demigods. So Vritrasura is in such a deplorable condition, my dear friends, where devotees don't want to come near him, and the atheists, the envious people, love him. And they want to make deep friendship with him so that they can exploit him and use his power for their vested interests. Please put yourself in this position and think how you must be feeling. Devotee doesn't want to talk to you. No devotee wants to even come near you. And only those who are envious of Lord Vishnu want to make deep friendship with you. And that also to exploit you. And how to exploit you? By making you fight against the devotees. Hare Krishna. So in this deplorable condition Dhritarasura is praying from his heart. I want to be Dasanu Das. When will I become the servant of the servant of the devotees of your lotus feet? Aham Hare, O Lord Hari, Tava Padaika Mula. Dasanu Das, servant of the servants of your lotus feet. Bhavitamimhu, when will I become servant of the servant of your lotus feet? So Prabhupada is saying in this purport that we will not go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada says clearly, you will not finish your business in this material world if you fight with devotees. You will not go back home, back to Godhead if you commit Vaishnava Aparadha. This is not a detail, my dear friends. This is a principle, not to offend devotees. One time, one Mataji was telling me, Prabhuji, iskon mein bahut dara ke rakhte hai. Vaishnava Aparadha, Vaishnava Aparadha, Vaishnava Aparadha. Prabhuji, in this iskon, people create unnecessary fear in your heart about Vaishnava Aparadha, Vaishnava Aparadha. Anything after, oh, it will be Vaishnava Aparadha, oh, it will be Vaishnava Aparadha. You don't have to be so afraid of this Vaishnava Aparadha. What Vaishnava Aparadha? Unnecessarily they create fear about Vaishnava Aparadha in iskon. I was very hurt when I heard that. Because our scriptures don't agree with this concept. Our scriptures strongly say that one must be afraid of Vaishnava Aparadha. Therefore, the last letter that Ladini Mataji wrote to her godbrother Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, in that she said, I am not afraid of the political coup here in Liberia. I am not afraid of the bullets of the militants. I am not afraid of the bombs. I am not afraid of starvation. I am not afraid of the civil war that is ravaging Western Africa. What I am afraid of is offending devotees. I am afraid of committing Vaishnava Aparadha because it's going to displease Prabhupada, it's going to displease Krishna, it's going to displease my Gauranitya. That's why I'm afraid. And as a side effect, it destroys our bhakti also. Everything gets covered. We lose our taste for chanting. We are not able to cry out to Krishna. We don't feel ecstasy. We become weak spiritually. It may happen immediately if we are fortunate. But if we are unfortunate, it will not happen immediately. And we get a false sense of security that I did this but nothing happened. Why people are scared of Vaishnava Aparadha so much? I didn't commit a Vaishnava Aparadha. We start justifying. Why? Because I'm still a devotee. I'm still giving classes. I'm doing fine. I'm still respected. Well, you are respected. You are still giving classes. You still have your kanthi and tilak because you are very unfortunate. Because if you were fortunate, you would have immediately got a reaction. But you are so unfortunate that Krishna is neglecting you. Amogha, the son-in-law of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, was fortunate. He got cholera immediately. Gopal Chapal was fortunate. He got leprosy immediately. Gopal Chakravarti was also very fortunate. He also got leprosy after criticizing Haridas Thakur immediately. But Ramchandra Khan was very unfortunate because he didn't get any reaction immediately. Ramchandra Khan was the one who sent the prostitute to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, this was even before the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Haridas Thakur was 35 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu appeared in the year 1486. Haridas Thakur appeared in the year 1450. He was 35 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented in this world, Haridas Thakur was doing his bhajan at a place called Benapur in Gaudadesh in Bengal. He was a brahmachari. Ajivan brahmachari. He was a nashtik brahmachari. Born in a Muslim family. And he was doing peacefully his bhajan in a cave outside a village of Benapur. Not bothering anybody, he was chanting 192 rounds. 64 rounds he would chant Vachik loudly for the benefit of all the living entities. 64 rounds he would chant softly, Upamshu. And 64 rounds he would chant in his mind, Manasik. And he would worship Tulsi Maharani. And he was staying alone in the cave just chanting on his Japamala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But you cannot hide the sun. Sun is so bright, how can you hide the sun? You cannot hide a diamond. The diamond is going to glitter. As soon as sun rays fall, the diamond is going to glitter. You cannot hide it. Similarly, you cannot hide a devotee, a real devotee. You cannot hide. Prabhupada could not have been hidden. Prabhupada was not meant to just take care of 3 children and 1 wife and run some pharmacy, Prayag pharmacy business. No. When Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers wanted Prabhupada to become the temple president of the Bombay Gaudiya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, just leave him alone for now. In due course of time, he will do everything. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur knew that Srila Prabhupada is going to cause the Hare Krishna explosion. You cannot hide a Paramahamsa. You cannot hide a pure devotee. You cannot hide an advanced devotee. Therefore, my dear friend, we should never feel that why I am not getting opportunities, why nobody is calling me and telling me, Prabhuji, Mataji, why you don't give class? You give the class. Why nobody is telling me to give class? Why nobody is telling me to lead kirtan? Why nobody is making me this? Why nobody is giving me this power and position and opportunity? We should never think like this. We should never think that we are qualified. We should just carry on our bhajan like Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Haridas Thakur was praying for the whole world. He was praying for Mahaprabhu to descend so that the whole world will become delivered. Like that, we should do our bhajan and we should pray. We should be well-wishers of other devotees, not envious. And what happened as a result of his bhajan? Naturally, he became famous. The word spread in Benapur that, oh, there is a sadhu. He's a young brahmachari. He's very handsome, very nicely built, very beautiful. But he's not attached to sense gratification. He just sits in that cave and he chants 192 rounds of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mahaprabhu had not even come. So it is not true that Mahaprabhu gave the Hare Krishna Mahamantra only 500 years ago and before that the Mahamantra did not exist. Some devotees say like that. No, the Mahamantra is there in the scriptures. It is there in the Atharva Ved. It is there in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Mahamantra is there. Sometimes devotees say that, oh, the original mantra in the original scriptures is Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But then Mahaprabhu came and there was a lot of opposition from the Smartha Brahmans, from the Jati Brahmans. So to change, he changed it to Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, from Hare Ram to Hare Krishna. But actually this is not true. Devotees have found the older publications, editions, older manuscripts, not publications also, manuscripts of Kali Santarana Upanishad, in which the Mahamantra is given as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not afraid of any Jati Brahmins that he had to change the Mahamantra to pacify them. Absolutely not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like a lion. He was not afraid of Chand Kazi. He was not afraid of anybody. The Pathans attacked him. He made them devotees. The Buddhists, meat eaters attacked him. Garudji took care of it. Mahaprabhu was not afraid. He didn't have to change the Mahamantra. It is always Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The proof is that Haridas Thakur was already chanting it before Mahaprabhu even appeared on this planet. So the word spread that this sadhu has come to Benapur and he is doing this beautiful bhajan. So every day devotees would come, they would offer obeisances to Haridas Thakur. And soon there used to be, throughout the day, there used to be a line of devotees who would come to hear the Harinam from Haridas Thakur and get his blessings. They would come, offer obeisances, leave some gift or some fruit or something for Haridas Thakur to maintain himself, and they would go. That was Haridas Thakur's schedule. And because Mahaprabhu had not yet appeared, and the Harinam Sankirtan movement had not yet started, Haridas Thakur was chanting more than 192 rounds. He had taken a vow to chant more than 192 rounds. He was chanting much more than that. Practically 24 hours a day he was chanting. But after the Sankirtan movement started, he would chant minimum 192 rounds. And remaining hours of the day, he would do Harinam Sankirtan and preach. Our acharyas explained that he would finish his 192 rounds in, you know, between 15 and 20 hours. So he still had many hours of the day to preach, to associate with Mahaprabhu, to hear from Mahaprabhu, to associate with Rupa Goswami, associate with Sanatan Goswami, associate with the devotees, associate with Advaita Acharya, and go preaching with Nityananda Prabhu. Like that. So Haridas Thakur was chanting his japa, he became very famous. And the villagers started coming and his popularity started rising. The leader, local leader of that village in Benapol was Ramchandra Khan. And Ramchandra Khan became very envious of Haridas Thakur because Haridas Thakur was becoming more popular and famous day by day. Just like Indradev became envious of Prithu Maharaj. Ramchandra Khan was not a bad person as such. But when he saw the rising popularity, rising fame, everybody is talking about this Haridas Thakur. Are, who is he? Why nobody is talking about me? Because before Haridas Thakur came to that cave outside the Benapol village, everybody was praising Ramchandra Kaviraj, Ramchandra Khan. Now nobody was praising Ramchandra Khan, everybody was talking about Haridas Thakur. So Ramchandra Khan, who was the local leader of that village, he became very envious. Just like Indradev became envious of Prithu Maharaj's rising popularity and fame. So Ramchandra Khan investigated, what is really, who is this person, what is happening, why everybody is respecting him, why everybody is loving him so much, giving him gifts. So he found out that Haridas Thakur actually is, you know, born in some Muslim family, but from his birth he is very devoted to Krishna. He never stops chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You know, he is very saintly. He serves Tulsi Maharani. So Ramchandra Khan, but what is this nonsense? He doesn't have a guru. He's not in, you know, a wealthy person. Nobody knows exactly what his origins are. He's a Muslim by birth. You know, so he's a Muslim practically. And why the Hindus are worshipping him? Why the Hindus are respecting him as a sadhu, as a mahatma? And this became a seed of envy. Ramchandra Khan became envious of Haridas Thakur. And if you don't deal with the envy thoughts, if we don't deal with the envy thoughts, envious thoughts that come in our heart, we let them stay. What happens if you don't take care of a weed? It will only grow. And then more weeds will come. And they will grow. And they will start competing with the original plant, with the Bhakti Lata. That is exactly what happened to Ramchandra Khan. He did not address the negative feelings that he was having. And in due course of time, these negative feelings, my dear friends, they don't go away naturally. We should never think, I am feeling envious towards this devotee, I am feeling angry towards this devotee, I am feeling jealous of this devotee, or I am feeling very proud about what I did. But it's okay, these things will go away. I will just continue enjoying. It doesn't happen like that. You leave it as it is. With time, it is only going to grow. Because this is the material world and this is the Kali Yuga. There is enough fertilizer, enough water, enough nutrition for the weeds to grow in Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna. The weeds will grow if they are not dealt with. Similarly, when we have negative thoughts, we should immediately, with our intelligence, which we develop by reading scriptures, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna's given spiritual intelligence. With intelligence, which is higher than the mind, we must subdue the mind, subdue the negative thoughts. If required, we should have some nice devotee friend in whom we can confide, take help. And we must stand in front of our altar, pray to Guru Maharaj, pray to Srila Prabhupada, pray to Gaur Nitai, pray to Radha Krishna, pray to Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, pray to his Sudarshan Chakra, to cut off the envy from our heart. Pray to Prahlad Narasimha, pray to Ananda Shesh Bhagwan to help us. We must stand in front of Krishna and speak to them, "Hey Krishna, I am envious of this Prabhu. I am angry with this Prabhu. I am envious of this Mataji. I am angry with this Mataji. Please help me." If we pray to Guru Gauranga like that, we pray to Vaishnavas like that, we pray to Prithu Maharaj, we pray to Shukdev Goswami, we pray to Srimad Bhagavatam, we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, we take shelter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we take shelter of Haridas Thakur, then we will be protected. So we must address these negative thoughts. If we just leave them, they will become even more sour. What happens when you, I am not a cook, but what happens when you keep the urad dal and rice and everything like that? You let it ferment. In due course of time, it becomes sour. It ferments more and more. It ferments. Similarly, there is a relationship problem and we don't deal with it. You just leave it like that. With time, it will only ferment. It will become sour. The relationship will grow sour and sour and more sour. And then there will be bitterness. Then there will be fungus. So not good. We must address the negative thoughts. They are like weeds. We must uproot them immediately. Don't wait. This discord between devotees, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, is like the Davanala, the Vagni, the forest fire. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, when there was a fighting between his disciples for rooms, money, power, prestige, position, he said there is, he told Srila Prabhupada on the banks of Radhakund, there is fire in the mud. There is Davagni, the forest fire is there, which represents discord among devotees, fighting, quarrel among devotees. And Chanakya Pandit says, when there is a fire in the house, we should never neglect it. Never neglect it. You should not neglect three things. Number one, death. D-E-B-T, death. Udhari, loan. You must never be, you must always try to be debt free. We should not neglect loans. Number two, we must never neglect disease. If there is a disease, we must deal with it immediately. Go to a vaidya or go to a doctor and get it taken care of immediately. Don't neglect, because then it becomes a serious problem later on. So ill health should not be neglected. Loans must be paid off immediately. They should not be neglected. And number three is a fire in the house. We should not say that, "Oh, there is a fire, okay, let me brush my teeth, I will take care of it later, so then I will have bath also, then I have to do my Gayatri also, then I will take care of it." Are nahi, it is a fire. You have to take, it's an emergency, it is apat dharma, apat kal. It's an emergency situation, take care of it immediately. Otherwise you will not be able to have bath and do your Gayatri. You will not live only, you will die. So, we cannot neglect ill feelings. We must deal with them. But Ramchandra Khan did not deal with them. He let it ferment. And his heart became more and more sour. His heart became more and more sour and bitter towards Haridas Thakur. Soon he became fed up of hearing nice things about Haridas Thakur. He became detestful of Haridas Thakur. He became insecure because of Haridas Thakur's presence outside his village. So much so that finally Ramchandra Khan decided, "I am going to put an end to Haridas Thakur's popularity. I will destroy him." And he came up with a very, very sinister plan. He said, "Let me call the prostitutes." He called a meeting of all the beautiful, beautiful young prostitutes in Benapole and neighboring village also. And he said to them, "There is a Pashandi. There is a pretender, a false sadhu. Actually, he is a Musalman. Actually, he is an enjoyer. He has illicit sex, he intoxicates, he is a rascal. But he is pretending to be a Hindu sadhu. I want you to go and just have sex with him. And I will send some guards with you who will witness the sexual union between you and Haridas Thakur. And then as eyewitness, we will report it. And then we will make this bogus Musalman who is pretending to be a Hindu sadhu, we will drive him outside Benapole." Now out of these prostitutes, there was one prostitute who was extremely beautiful. She was very young and she was extremely beautiful. Her name was Lakshahira. She came forward and she said, "You pay me a good amount of money, Ramchandra Khan. Tonight I will go and I will have sex with Haridas Thakur. But please don't send your guards with me. I will feel too ashamed. But let him have sex with me once. He will become so addicted to my body that he will want to do it tomorrow night also. And tomorrow night, you send the guards. And then when we are in a compromising position, they can just become witnesses. They can spread the word that this Haridas Thakur is a debauchee. He is actually a sex monger. His senses are not controlled. He has illicit sex. And we will bring about his fall down. And then we will drive him out. But first, let me go and entice him once. Let him enjoy it once in the seclusion of this beautiful dark night. And then tomorrow night, we will catch him red-handed. He will get so addicted to me. He will want to unite with me every night. I'm so beautiful." Ramchandra Khan said, "Are you so confident about your beauty and your skills?" She said, "Yes, I am very confident. Nobody can resist my temptation. I'm so beautiful." You send all these other prostitutes on vacation. They are not required. I am alone enough to bring about the fall down of Haridas Thakur." So Ramchandra Khan said, "All right, you are so confident. Go. I will pay you very, very handsome amount of money. Go and do the needful." So Lakshahira goes to where the cave is, but she goes at night. So my dear friends, the morning time we discussed last time, the morning time, naturally mode of goodness is prevalent. Brahma Murtha. That's why we chant that time. In the daytime we are working, mode of passion is predominant. And at night we are either having sex, not we, but the world in general is either having sex or they are sleeping. Both are in the mode of ignorance. Because during sex we are thinking we are this material body and what pleasure we are getting. This is all. This is the greatest pleasure in this material world. That is ignorance. And sleeping is also mode of ignorance. So having sex and going to sleep are both activities in the mode of ignorance, which are naturally predominant at night. See, my dear friend, how this material world is designed. Our acharyas are so, Srila Prabhupada points out this fact so simply. Brahma Murta, mode of goodness. Daytime, you are working hard, mode of passion. At night, sex, intoxication, sleeping, mode of ignorance. Just see, what time prostitution is rampant? At night. What time the pubs and bars and discotheques are open? At night. See Srila Prabhupada ki jai, how accurate, perfect he is. He says, so Lakshahira comes to Haridas Thakur at night, when mode of ignorance is predominant. Everything was in favor of Lakshahira. She was young. She was beautiful. It was a very beautiful, pleasing night. Nice, cool breeze was blowing. And Lakshahira and Haridas Thakur were alone. Lakshahira goes outside the cave. She sees a tulsi plant. Just out of social etiquette and courtesy, she bows down, offers dandavat to the tulsi plant, and she goes to the entrance of the cave. But our acharyas explain, this is the time Lakshahira was delivered. Bhaktya vihina aparadha lakshay kshipta chakamadi taranga madhe kripamai tvam sharanam prapanna vrinde namaste charanaravindam. Today during Mangalacharan we sang, chanted this verse. Why? Bhaktya vihina, I am without bhakti. Aparadha lakshay, I have committed lakhs of Vaishnava aparadha. Hundreds and thousands of Vaishnava aparadha I have committed. Bhaktya vihina aparadha lakshay chittascha kamadi taranga madhe. I am floating, taranga, I am floating in the waves of kam, lust. It's describing Lakshahira and describing me. If we are honest, we are aparadhi, we don't have bhakti, and we are infected with lust. Bhaktya vihina aparadha lakshay Chittascha kamadi tarangamadhi. Not only kam, not only lust, kam adi. Other anathara also. Kam, krodh, lobh, mohamat, everything else. I have. Not only that, I have an ocean of lust and other sinful anarthas. And I am floating and I am being splashed by the taranga, the waves of kamadi. Bhaktya vihina aparadha lakshaye chittascha kamadi taranga madhe kripa mai tvam sharanam prapanna vrinde namaste charanaravindam. I am such a sinful person, but I take shelter of you, O Vrinda Devi. And in material world, Vrinda Devi comes as the tulsi plant. And just out of etiquette, social custom, habit, this Lakshahira bowed down to Tulsi Maharani. But what happened was, Haridas Thakur used to circumambulate that tulsi plant while chanting japa many times, especially when he would chant the Vachik japa outside the cave, loud chanting, 64 rounds. So that everybody, the plants, birds, insects, animals, human beings who are nearby, they will be delivered. Loudly he would chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Haridas Thakur used to circumambulate Tulsi Maharani, and when Lakshahira bowed down to Tulsi Maharani blessed, and the dust from the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur touched her head. Bhakta pada dhuli ara bhakta pada jal bhakta bhukta abhashesh aiti namahabal. Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, bhakta pada dhuli, very mahabal, got very great strength. One of the three things is bhakta pada dhuli. And outside that cave, there was nothing but the dhuli of Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna. Not just Haridas Thakur, but all the villagers with shraddha, with faith, they would come and they would bow down to Haridas Thakur every day, day in and day out. All those devotees, their dust was there. Hey Krishna, what is the power of that dust, my dear friends? This is the holy land of Navadvip Mandal, first of all. It is Mayapur Dham. Haridas Thakur is sitting and chanting. The dust of Haridas Thakur's lotus feet is there. The dust of so many Dhamvasis, so many devotees who with faith are coming to bow down to Haridas Thakur. Their dust is there. And Vrinda Devi Tulsi Maharani is there. Hari Bol! What fortunate! How fortunate this Lakshahira prostitute is. That time, even before she saw Haridas Thakur, she was liberated, my dear friends. Finished. Bhaktya vihina aparadha lakshay kshiptascha kamadi taranga madhe kripa mai tvam sharanam prapanna vrinde namaste charanaravindam bhakta pada dhuliyara bhakta pada jal bhakta bhukta abhasheshai sina mahabal. She came with such evil intention. But just see the mercy of Haridas Thakur. Just see the mercy of devotees and just see the mercy of Tulsi Maharani. Immediately she was liberated. And then she goes to the cave. She looks at Haridas Thakur. Ah, what a beautiful young boy he is. And she lowers her sari and exposes the upper part of her body to Haridas Thakur. She stands in a very nice way. I don't know how to describe, very nice way to show her body to Haridas Thakur. And she's standing at the cave and she interrupts the chanting of Haridas Thakur and she tells Haridas Thakur, oh Thakur Mahashay, just see what a beautiful night it is. It is so dark, there is nobody, just you and me. You are young and handsome, I am young and beautiful, and seeing you I have become so lusty. I really want to enjoy with you. Please fulfill this desire. And just then, by the influence of material energy, wind blew and her sari fell off. And the upper part of her body was exposed to Haridas Thakur, who was in his 20s. Haridas Thakur was not at all disturbed by this display. What is this? This is skin disease. This is skin disease. What is there? As a doctor, I know you cut the skin, underneath there is all blood, mucus, fat, bones, muscles, very ugly to look. When we look at a beautiful person, man or woman, It is skin disease, my dear friends. We are only skin deep. You open the skin, inside is all ugly. You look at a nice narrow waist of a person, inside is rectum filled with stool, foul smelling stool. There is urinary bladder filled with foul smelling urine. What attracted? What is this? The skin disease. Haridas Thakur was not at all attracted by this nonsense. Skin disease. It's an illusion, ignorance. He had taken shelter of Krishna. Gaurahari was protecting him, my dear friends. Haridas, Lakshya Hira thought Haridas Thakur is alone, but Haridas Thakur was not alone. Tomar Haridas Sada Govinda Vishrama Govinda Kohe Mura Vaishnava Parana. In his heart he was carrying Govinda, one who gives pleasure to the senses, go of the devotees. Go also means Goswami, Goswami Haridas. Govinda is there to give spiritual bliss from within. The holy name is dancing, Nam Prabhu is dancing on Haridas Thakur's tongue. Vrinda Devi is giving him entrance in the Ras Leela, is giving him entrance. Rasa Abhilasho Vasati Ischa Vrinda Vane Twadisha Angrik Saroja Seva Labhya Chapumsam Kripaya Tavaiva Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam. Arey, when you are in the Ras Leela of Krishna, you are chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra on Tulsi beads. It's the Yugal Mantra. Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna. Hare Ram is Radha Raman. You are chanting the Yugal Mantra. What prostitute is going to attract you? Hare Krishna. Thakur Mahashaya was completely protected. Lakshya Hira thought he is alone, but he was not alone. He was with millions of gopis dancing in the Ras Leela of Krishna. No attraction. He was completely protected. He told her, all your desires will be fulfilled. But what to do? I have taken a vow to chant a certain number of rounds. Normally I chant 192 rounds. But in this month I have to finish 1 billion. So I am chanting much more. So my sankhya is not completed. You please sit down comfortably. Sit down. You are atithi. You are a guest. Sit down. And just let me finish my japa. Then I will satisfy all your desires. So she sat down at Haridas Thakur. Immediately started chanting. Actually at night Haridas Thakur used to chant Mansik, or he used to chant Upamshu soft. So there is nobody to deliver. But when he saw that the prostitute has come, he started chanting Vachik, started chanting loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And she sat there and she heard the Shuddha Naam being chanted by Thakur Mahashaya, Haridas Thakur. What is the power of hearing Shuddha Naam? This Shuddha Naam just enters the heart and Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. It destroys all the sinful reactions and gives Krishna Prem. Entire night she sat and she heard the Shuddha Naam being chanted by Haridas Thakur. And before she knew it, she was so absorbed in hearing that. Sharavanam. The first limb of Bhakti Shravanam, first we have to hear. And she was hearing. With dust of Haridas Thakur's lotus feet on her head, she was sitting at the lotus feet of Tulsi Maharani and hearing attentively. When will he finish? When will he finish? When will he finish? When will he finish? Are finishing you? He didn't finish. It was sun rose in the eastern direction. Lakshya Hira saw the sun has risen. People will start coming to the river now to take their bath. They will see me sitting here. She got ashamed. She said, Thakur Mahashaya, the sun has risen. People will see me. I am ashamed. I am going. I will come back tomorrow night. I will come back tonight. And she ran away. Haridas Thakur ki jai. He continued chanting. Lakshya Hira went to Ramchandra Khan. Ramchandra Khan said, did he fall down? Did he succumb to your beauty? He was busy. It didn't happen, but he has promised me that Sadhu has given me his word that he will fulfill my desire tonight. So have patience, Ramchandra Khan. Tonight I will certainly bring about the fall down of Thakur Mahashaya. Ramchandra Khan said, alright, I'm giving you one more chance. Lakshya Hira goes again the second night. Again she goes, as an etiquette, she bows down to Tulsi Maharani and she goes to the mouth of the cave and she sees Haridas Thakur is chanting loudly again. Again she goes and she sits down. Now Haridas Thakur doesn't have to tell her that I'm chanting, you wait. Now she knows, she sits down and Haridas Thakur acknowledges her presence. He says, I'm so sorry. Before Lakshya Hira could speak anything, Haridas Thakur says, I'm so sorry. Last night I could not fulfill your desire. But I promise you, you wait. Let me finish my sankhya. Let me finish my japa. As soon as I finish my chanting, I promise you I will fulfill your desires. Lakshya Hira said, okay, no problem. Hari Bol, I'm waiting. And Haridas Thakur starts chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as he's chanting, you know how it happens? Sometimes you're hearing and the holy name is so sweet that before you know, you also start humming, you also start singing, you also start chanting it. Now Lakshya Hira on the second night, because she had heard it attentively the first night, Shravanam had happened, now Kirtanam started happening. She also started chanting with Haridas Thakur. Hari Bol! She also started chanting with Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A pure devotee is chanting the Shuddha Naam. The Naam Prabhu is dancing. You can only imagine what ecstasy she must be feeling. Second night, from Shravanam she went to Kirtanam. She started chanting without realizing, subconsciously. She just started chanting Krishna Naam. And then, before she realized, it was morning and the sun rose. Again she told Thakur Mahashaya that, Mahashaya, you did not fulfill my desire. He said, please come tonight. Please come tonight. See, I'm just, you know, what to do. I have got this vow that this month I have to finish certain number of rounds. But you please come back tonight and I promise you, 100% guarantee your desire will be fulfilled tonight. Lakshya Hira bowed down to him again and said, all right, I'll come. Lakshya Hira went straight from the cave of Haridas Thakur to the house of Ramchandra Khan. And she told him that he has taken a vow and he was just, you know, could not finish it. Poor guy, he is overwhelmed, he is overworked, he is working extra hours, he is doing overtime. Have pity on him, he was tired, but he has given me his word. Tonight he will fulfill all my desires. Tonight I will unite with him certainly. So give me one more chance. All right, Lakshya Hira. I am giving you last chance. If you fail, then tomorrow I am send another prostitute. I will consider that you are good for nothing. Yes, 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 that's fine, no problem. So third night Lakshya Hira goes. Again third time she bows down to Tulsi Maharani. She goes to the opening of the cave and she sits down. But today, the third night, something different happened. Because she had tasted the sweetness of Krishna Naam, tonight, Lakshya Hira wants to chant. She wants the association of Haridas Thakur. But today she was eager to go and chant with him. First night she heard, second night she chanted. Now she has developed taste, my dear friend. Now she was looking forward to it. Oh, when will it be night? When will the sun set? When will I go and chant with Thakur Mahashaya? I want to chant this holy name, Krishna Naam, with him. Whole day she was in anticipation. And third night she goes, bows down to Tulsi Maharani, sits down, and the third night she also bows down to Haridas Thakur. Knowing him to be a sadhu, she bows down to him, sits down, and starts chanting with him. Without being told anything, nothing, no words exchanged. My dear friends, all night she chanted with Haridas Thakur. This time not subconsciously, this time consciously. She wanted to chant. And all night she chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra with Haridas Thakur. Not a word was exchanged. When the sun rose in the morning, after the third night, Lakshya Hira was offering her dandavat pranam to Haridas Thakur. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadyakshantite jnanam jnaninastatva darshina. Prabhupada says, pranipat means to offer dandavat, submit, surrender. That has to come before pariprashnena. So first Lakshya Hira bowed down, offered dandavat pranam, surrendered to Haridas Thakur in the morning and started crying. He said, hey Thakur Mahashaya, I cannot pretend, I cannot be duplicious with you. let me tell you what is in my heart. Actually, the sinful wretch Ramchandra Khan has sent me. I am his puppet. He sent me here. He paid me money. He sent me here to unite with you, to bring about your spiritual fall down, to ruin your reputation. I came with malicious intentions, Haridas Thakur. I just want you to know this. But I have realized in these 3 nights that you are a Mahajan, you are a Mahabhagwat. And I surrender to you. Shishyasteham sadhimam tvam prapannam. Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava. Just like Arjun surrendered to Krishna. Just like all of us have to surrender to our spiritual master. Lakshahira surrendered to her spiritual master, Haridas Thakur. She said, Thakur Mahashay, I am your disciple. I surrender to you. I beg forgiveness. I have committed Vaishnava Aparadh by trying to harm you, by trying to ruin your reputation. Please forgive me. Please forgive me and tell me what I can do to get rid of this Vaishnava Aparadh. Haridas Thakur got up, he smiled, he came out of the cave. He stood next to Tulsi Maharani and he said, my dear Lakshahira, I knew that Ramchandra Khan is sending you. In fact, the first night you came, before that some well-wishers, some villagers had come to me and they had told me that a prostitute will come. Ramchandra Khan is sending her to bring about your fall down. And they told me Ramchandra Khan, he owns this village. He's the leader. He hates you. He's envious of you. Therefore, they told me, you go away, leave this village and go away, Haridas Thakur. Lakshahira is coming. They had told me, so I knew that you are going to come, my dear Lakshahira. No problem. Thank you for confessing, but I already knew this. But anyway, now you are surrendering, you want to chant, so let me tell you. You stay in this cave. You worship Tulsi Maharani. And you chant 192 rounds of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All day and all night you stay here. And you chant 192 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Do not worry how your body will be maintained. If Krishna can maintain hundreds of Brahmandas, hundreds and thousands of universes, can he not maintain one surrendered soul like you? Don't worry about your maintenance. Don't have any anxiety. You just sit here 24/7, you chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Serve Tulsi Maharani. Water her every day. And circumambulate her every day. Before you do this, you go back to the village. Go to your house. You shave your beautiful long hair, become bald. Distribute all your wealth to the Vaishnavas. Distribute all your clothes to the poor people. And give away a house in donation to the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. Give away everything. Just wear one piece of sari, one white sari. You come here with a shaved head, dressed in a simple white sari. You stay in this cave from today. All your life. You serve Tulsi Maharani and I am initiating you into this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Chant 192 rounds. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Haridas Thakur left that place. Haridas Thakur doesn't say, you are young, I am young, let us both live together here and do bhajan. You cook for me. Anyway, I am a brahmachari. Brahmachari has to become grahastha. I will need somebody to cook for me so I can chant more rounds. It will be very anukul for my bhajan. It will be a favorable devotional service. Let's marry. We will have each other association. Let us enjoy. And sometimes, once a month, we will enjoy also. Nonsense. Not like that. Our Namacharya is not like that. Namacharya walked away from there. He didn't want to have anything enjoyment with that girl. He gave her mercy, he gave her diksha, gave her the path of perfection, and he walked away completely unattached. Nidra vihara ಇಷ್ಟಾಧಿಕ ವಿಜತೌ ಚಾತ್ಯಂತ ದೀನೌ ಚಯೌ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ರಿನೌನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ ಲಕ್ಷ ಹಿರ ಅಗೇನ್ ಫೆಲ್ ಫ್ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ದಂಡವತ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಮಹಾಶಯ ಗುರು ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಡೂ ಆಸ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಬಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಯು ಲೀವ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ದಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಖಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎನ್ವಿಯಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಎನಿ ಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹಾರ್ಮ್ ಯು ಹಿ ಮೈಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ ಗೂನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಮರ್ಡರ್ ಯು ವೈ ಡಿಡ್ ಯು ನಾಟ್ ಲೀವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬಿನ್ ವಾರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ವೈ ಡಿಡ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟೇ ಹಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ 3 days ಅಂಡ್ 3 nights ವಿತ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಲವ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಐಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಟರ್ನ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಲಕ್ಷ ಹೀರ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಒಬಿಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೈಮ್ ದ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ವೆಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಹರ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ವಾಟರಿಂಗ್ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಬಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಹರ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹರ್ ಓ ಲಕ್ಷ ಹೀರ ಐ ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟೇಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಲಿವರ್ ಯು ಐ ಸ್ಟೇಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಲಿವರ್ ಯು This is the mercy of Guru Maharaj. This is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was happy in Radha Damodar temple. He came to the Western world just for us, for you and me, for all devotees to come, for all time to come. Haridas Thakur said, I stayed here just to deliver you. And now you are delivered, I am going. Haridas Thakur left. Laksha Hira did exactly as Haridas Thakur had told her. She went to the village, gave away, distributed all her wealth to the devotees, gave away all her clothes to the poor beggars, gave away her house to the devotees, shaved her head, wore a simple white sari which she begged from somebody, some widow, came and for the rest of her life, she lived there. And just see her vow of initiation. It was not 16 rounds, 4 regulative principles. It was 192 rounds, 4 regulative principles. My dear friends, just imagine. From 0 rounds, Laksha Hira went to 192 rounds in one day. Because she surrendered. And she begged forgiveness for the Vaishnava Prad. Just like Indradev begged forgiveness from Prithu Maharaj. Laksha Hira was saved. But Ramchandra Khan, he did not beg forgiveness. And therefore, Chaitanya Bhagwat, it is described later on, he insulted Nityananda Prabhu also. And Ramchandra Khan was destroyed. His family members were destroyed, his supporters, followers, everybody was destroyed as a result of Vaishnava Prada. So this is a very, very instructive section, very instructive purport of Srila Prabhupada. And these were some of the thoughts I wanted to share with all of you. And then Laksha Hira became such a wonderful guru to other people. Everybody took shelter of her. And she also became a Namacharya. Always remembering her Guru Maharaj in her heart with pure feelings. At one time she had lusty feelings for Haridas Thakur. But now she was purified. So we should not think what somebody was. If somebody has given up bad habits, bad thoughts, we should leave the past behind. We should look ahead. We should not judge devotees by their past. Every saint has a past. Every saint has a past. And every sinner has a future. Laksha Hira had a past. But Ramchandra Khan had a future. He had to suffer so much. So Laksha Hira became the shelter for so many devotees. And she lived a life of ecstasy, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So these were some of the thoughts I wanted to share with all of you, my dear friends. It is exact 9 o'clock, 8:59, so we should immediately stop. Thank you all very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. May Shri Shri Guru Gauranga always protect all of us from Vaishnava Prada. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Three thanks for my humble obeisance. Very nice class, very, very beautiful. When you were saying the pastime of she going and offering her obeisances in front of Tulsi Maharani and having her first transformation, that was very beautiful, very, very nice, Prabhu. And and I think the ending was also very beautiful. We hope to refrain from Vaishnava Parad. Thank you very much for the very lovely class. One thing which I noted and I really wanted to appreciate is very nicely, very beautifully you stated that Mahaprabhu didn't change anything, the Maha Mantra, because today, in today's world, we keep hearing this very wrong information that Mahaprabhu changed the Maha Mantra, but I'm very thankful to you for bringing it out so beautifully and emphasizing it very strongly and telling Mahaprabhu didn't change anything. So I'm very grateful for that. And I just had one question while you were speaking. So you were quoting Tadbhuti Pratipadina and you said surrender comes before inquiry. So my question is, how can that come? Because unless we are completely convinced, why would we surrender? Maybe submissiveness, yes. But can you please throw light on that fact that how we can surrender truly from the bottom of our heart before we inquire and get our answer? Please clarify, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Priti Vilasini Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. Thank you for your kind words. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So Mataji, yesterday morning I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada that he gave in 1973. It was July 23rd, 1973. Prabhupada gave this lecture and Prabhupada was saying in that lecture, Tadvidhi Pranipatana verse he quoted. It was a Bhagavatam class, but he quoted this verse from Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada said that when we initially come and we ask questions, we attend a Prerana or Chetana festival, we attend the Science of Self-Discovery session. Initially, we go to Bhakti Purusha. Initially, we ask questions. Is Krishna really God? Is Bhagavad Gita the word of God? You know, why only one God? All those things. But after all that is clarified, and after we decide that this is the right path, and I want to surrender to Prabhupada, I want to surrender to the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and we accept a guru, after that preliminary stage, before we inquire it deeply as to what to do with our life, that pariprashna, that has to come after pranipat, after we have surrendered. Prabhupada said that once you surrender, you don't surrender your intelligence, you surrender with intelligence, but with your using your intelligence, once you are preliminarily convinced and you surrender to your guru, he said after that finished, after that no doubting. All that doubting business is before. But after you surrender, after you do pranipat, then there is no doubting, then there is only pariprashna. Kim karam, what should I do? I am your kinkar, I am your servant, what can I do? So those type of deeper questions about how to utilize our ridavak vapurbhir in your service, those types of questions, deeper questions, they come after pranipat. So this is different from the preliminary questions that we have. Does God exist? You know, like that, those things. Is that helpful, Priti Vilasini Mataji?
Very, very nice. Thank you. Very clear, very beautiful. Prabhuji. And thank you for the very nice morning class. When we hear Katha from you, we feel very energized. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All glories to all of you. All glories to Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. It is very late, 9:03. So if it's okay, we can end the class here.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for the wonderful class and nice narration and nice instructions. I request all the devotees, if anybody has any questions, they can go ahead before ending the call.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam, Alkori Krishna Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji, it's very, very instructive, all the from you.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Anjana Gopika Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Aji Adi Kadadadas Prabhu, Koti Koti Nandrat Pranam Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada. As this is a very nectarine class, and that prostitute, you have given Haridas Thakur and prostitute Prajasakta, that prostitute is our mind, going here and there and not chanting. But you are working in the hospital. You are a doctor, so you have seen the pain passing by, the people are passing from the pain. So there is so much So you are so sincere and humble in the bhakti that your whatever you teach us, it directly effect to our heart. I have seen from last day, 2 days, that 26-year-old, his husband will die in the accident, and how loudly he is crying, nobody can see how he is crying. So you have seen lots of pain. That's why you are so sincere in bhakti. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Thank you for your kind words, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, very, very nice. It's so strong. Thank you for all the tips and guidance. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kaumadaki Mataji. Thank you so much for your kind words and blessings. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for your class today. I just wanted to make a really quick comment that, you know, Ramchandra Khan, he sounded so evil, you know, and we would think upon hearing him, how could anybody so intentionally set out to destroy somebody else? But I think, you know, the mind is so tricky that we can rationalize such things so that we can feel perfectly justified, you know. It's easy to see the evil when it's being done by somebody else, but when it's done by ourselves, we cannot see it because our mind gives us so many nice justifications for why we are actually doing the right thing. So that's what can make it somehow sometimes difficult for us to see that there might be a Ramchandra Khan within our own hearts. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Gaurangi Mataji. Thank you so much for your comment. Very true. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
I was just curious and I wanted to know why you say Ramachandra Khan, because he worked for the Muslim government, he took on the name Khan, or what is the story of his name?
Mataji, in those days Khan was a title.
Oh.
Just like, yeah, Patil or you know, they were titles. They were basically rulers of that village. So Khan was a title under the Muslim government of Bengal, that whoever they would appoint as the village leader, they would give them the title of Khan.
Okay.
So that's why it was a title.
Okay, interesting. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
There are no more questions and or comments for Prabhuji. I think we can end the call here. भवाञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपातिन्दुभ्यैवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. अनन्तकोटिवैष्णववृन्द की जय. श्रीलप्रभुपाद की जय. श्री गान्धराज श्रीमद्भागवतं की जय. हिस् ग्रेट आदिकदादर प्रभुजी की जय. थैंक यू सो मच प्रभुजी फॉर द वंडरफुल क्लास. वी लुक फॉरवर्ड टू
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू ऑल ऑफ यू.
थैंक यू वेरी मच.